song says, you are the source of my strength, you are the strength of my life. Amen. Amen. One more time. He's the source of my strength and the strength of my life. Amen. Amen. How many are glad to be in the house of the Lord? One more time. Amen. One more time. We're clapping like we're glad to be in the house of the Lord. Amen. Doesn't matter how you feel. Oh, I'm tired. No, we're glad to be in the house of the Lord. Amen. Now, one more time. Let's give God a hand clap and pray. Just worship Him just a little bit. Just praise Him for what He's done. Gave you strength for another day. Woke you up another morning. Started you off. Probably had yourself a good breakfast. Or if you didn't have breakfast, you come to church for spiritual breakfast today. I know that this is Super Bowl weekend. And as today is Super Bowl weekend, it actually is being held in Miami. And probably say, Brother Caleb, why are you saying all this? You know what? Those people are going to the Super Bowl under expectation. They're going to the Super Bowl in order to have a good show. They are going to the Super Bowl with their money, ready to buy their drinks, ready to buy their popcorn and nachos and stuff. But did you come to church under expectation? Did you come under church to be, we're not buying beer and Mountain Dew and all that kind of stuff, but we're saying, Lord, send me down a portion of healing. Send me down a portion of salvation, Lord. Send me an answer, Lord. Send me down some peace. I want to have my Super Bowl in church. And the other thing is that kind of Sarah brought up a point that you realize who's playing in the Super Bowl. It's the Saints and the Colts. Now, the Saints are in here. And the Colts, they kind of want to run you down like the horses of this life want to run you down. But it depends. Who's going to win today? Are you going to let the devil win? Or are the Saints going to go clap their hands? Are the Saints going to worship God? Are the Saints going to praise God? Even though the Saints are all, no, the Saints are the underdogs, but the Saints are still going to come out on top. Are the Saints going to give their total praise? Let's just sing this song.
You are the source of my strength.
You are the strength of my life.
You are the strength of my life.
I lift my hands.
I lift my hands in total praise to you.
Just sing that, hands lifted, eyes closed. You are the strength of my life.
You are the strength of my life.
I lift,
Lord, I lift my hands in total praise to you.
Lord, you are. Time. You are the source of my strength.
You are the source.
You're the strength of my life, Lord.
You are the strength of my life.
A hand clap and praise. Amen. Lord, we thank you for just being in your house once again. And Lord God, these saints are going to worship you, Lord God. Lord God, these saints are going to praise your name, Lord God. Lord God, these saints come, Lord God, to worship you in spirit and in truth, Lord God. Lord, it doesn't matter what we're going through, Lord God. We come to lift our hands and raise our voices, Lord. And Lord God, we're looking for you to come down in our presence, Lord God. And Lord, speak to us in a special way. Amen. Let's just turn in our Bibles to Psalms 128. Psalms 128. When you have it, say amen. And when you have it, say I'm blessed. One more time, I'm blessed. Amen. It says, blessed is everyone that heareth the Lord, that walketh in his ways. For thou shalt eat the labor of thine hands. Happy thou shalt thou be, and it shall be well with thee. Thy wife shall be as a fruitful vine by the sides of the house. Thy children like the olive plants round about the table. Behold, that thus shall the man be blessed that feareth the Lord. The Lord shall bless thee out of Zion, and thou shalt see the good of Jerusalem all the days of thy life. Yea, thou shalt see thy children's children, and peace upon Israel. Amen. Amen. And how many of you know that you're blessed? Amen. Amen. We're blessed. Amen. We're blessed. Amen. With Jesus, falling in love with Jesus,
falling in love,
falling in love with Jesus was the best thing. Falling in love with Jesus.
Falling in love with Jesus.
Falling in love.
Falling in love with Jesus.
Falling in love. I feel protected in his arms. Change it up just a little bit now. Put your hands together. Come on. I'm satisfied. Thank you. love, falling in love. You know what you're believing God for. The blessing is yours. You got to sing it like you feel it. The blessing is mine. And healing is mine. The healing is mine. Yeah. It might be physical healing or spiritual healing. The healing is mine. Off. Yeah, that's a new one right there. Take the weakness off. You know where you're weak, but Lord, take the weakness off. Take the weakness off. Lord, take the weakness off. Lord, take it off. No limits, no limits. Scripture said you'll be blessed. Stretch for it. When you walk in the way of God and you'll break for it. Lord, it's the year of release. Release me. Enlarge my territory. One more time, no limit. My territory. Now, y'all still clap your hands. Let me tell you something. Now, I'm going to type this back to the Super Bowl once again because it's Super Bowl weekend. The Saints have been known as the underdogs. The Colts won a championship before. The Saints haven't been to the championship in a long time. Well, I don't think ever. I don't know. But y'all, come on. Put your hands together. Come on. If they're at the Super Bowl, they play. So put your hands together. Now, even though the Saints are the underdog, they still believe in themselves they're going to win this thing. They still are gathering together as a team that we're going to win this thing. It doesn't matter if we're the underdogs, we're going to win this thing. And you know what? They said we're going to win it for the people in New Orleans. You know what happened in New Orleans? There was a hurricane that hit New Orleans. And they said, you know, we're going to win it for our state. But now you got to know what you're winning it for. You got to know what you're praising God for. A hurricane has hit your house. Hurricane has hit you. But Lord, I am praising God through my hurricane. I am praising God through my struggle. I am praising God through my test. So one more time, let's go back into a build it up, musicians. Take the limits off. They take the limits off. They take the limits off. Yeah, they take the limits off. Take it like you feel it. Come on. The promises are mine. My love. come, I still believe. Last time, you know what you're believing for. God, a hand clap of praise if you still believe. Amen. Amen. You may be seated as we just prepare for tithes and offerings. Amen. Let's just prepare for that. Let's just sing, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for the grace that you have given.
Direct him, Lord, in the right way, Father. Lord, we pray that you would surround him with strong men and women, Father God, that will lift him up, Father, what he's going through, Father. For we know, Lord, that the enemy desires to destroy the head, because once he gets to the head, the body will wither, Lord. But Lord, Father, we pray in strength right now. Lord, we continue to lift him up before you, Lord Jesus, and that you will strengthen him, Father. And Lord, as we prepare to lift this offering, Lord, we ask you to bless him, Lord, that he'll go and continue to further the kingdom, Father. Bless those that give, Lord. Bless those that have a desire to give of what they've lost. Pray to you. Bless them with seed on next time. In Jesus' name, we pray. Amen.
Thank you.
turn your eyes upon Jesus. Amen.
Amen. And Sister Rebecca and Sister Sarah just would come forward. We're really special.
lost one. It's already done. All that the Father, all means everything. It will come. It will come. Words didn't say might, but it will come. I've never lost one.
Oh, never lost one.
Never lost one. Never lost. Already done. All that the Father's given me. Lord, it will come. Now sing it like you believe it. Sing it like you know it. Sing it with emotion. I've never lost one. Lost one, I've never lost one. Say, I've never lost one. Thank you, Jesus. Not one. Oh, I've never lost one. Not one. You just keep the faith in me. The work's already done. For all that the Father's given me, for all that the Father's given me, they will come, oh, they will come. Let that sink into your spirit this morning. I've never lost one. Oh, no, I've never lost one. Not one. I never. Just keep the faith. You just keep the faith. Believe it. The work's already done. You just keep the faith. Believe him. You just keep the faith. The work's already done. The work's already. Just keep the faith. Believing. Keep the faith. The work's already done. Say the work's already. For all that the Father's. All that the Father's given me, they will come. Come on, give them praise this morning. All that the Father's given me, they will come. Bless the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Just encourage somebody if you can. Just encourage them. Say they will come. They will come. Keep the faith believing. Just keep the faith believing, my brother. Keep the faith believing, my sister. They will come. Oh, bless his holy name. They will come. They will come. Keep the faith believing.
Don't doubt now. They will come. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. All that the Father's given me, they will come. Amen. Sometimes you don't know what your brother and sister is going through. Amen. You don't know what this week might have brought to them. And when they approached the week, they thought it was just going to be another ordinary week. But they began to go through some tests and some trials and some tribulations and distresses. And they needed to hear a song like that this morning. All that the Father's given me, they will come. God can speak to you through the words of a song. He can anchor some things in your heart just through the words of a song. He knows how to lift your heavy burden through the words of a song. All the Father's given me, they will come. You can hold on for your child. You can hold on for your loved one. They will come. Hold on for your husband. Hold on for your wife. Hold on for mama. Hold on for daddy. Niece and nephew and uncle, auntie, cousin. Hold on for somebody. They will come. Bless the name of Jesus. I never lost one. They will come. Oh, bless his holy name. Thank you, Jesus. Come on, let that minister to your spirit. Let it minister to the depths of your soul. All that the Father, all he's given me, they will come. I know they will. Yes, they will. All that the Father given me, they will. Say, yes, they will. Yes, they will. Yes, they will. All that the Father's given me, they will. Come on, let the prophecy come from your lips this morning. Let it roll off your tongue. Let the prophecy go forth. All that the Father's given me, they will come. I know they will. I know they will. Yeah, yeah. All that the Father's given me, they will. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, glory, glory, glory. Oh, hallelujah. Amen. I believe that with all my heart. All that the Father's given me, they will come, and it won't be long either. It won't be long. I'm receiving them right now with thanksgiving. Give thanks with a grateful heart. Give thanks to the Holy One. Give thanks because he's given Jesus Christ, his Son. Give thanks with a grateful heart. Give thanks to God's only Son. Give thanks because he's given Jesus Christ, his Son. And now let the weak, and now let the weak say, I am strong. Let the poor say, I am rich because of what the Lord has done for us. And now let the weak say, I am strong. Let the poor say, I am rich because of what the Lord has done for us. Give thanks, give thanks. Amen. One more time with all your heart. Give thanks with a grateful heart. Give thanks to the Holy One. Give thanks because He's given Jesus Christ, His Son. Give thanks. Give thanks with a grateful heart. Give thanks to the Holy One. Give thanks because He's given Jesus Christ, His Son. And now let the weak, and now let the weak say, I am strong. Oh, let the poor say, I am rich. Of what the Lord has done for us. And now let we say, I am strong. Oh, I am rich because of what the Lord has done for us. One more time. And now let the weak say, I am strong. Let the poor say, I am rich because of what the Lord has done for us. Give thanks. Give thanks one more time. Oh, give thanks. You can put those hands together. Come on. Give them thanks. Give thanks. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Amen. Thank the Lord for being in His presence once more. Amen. Truly, we feel His presence here this morning. Amen. We appreciate the specials that went forth from the Kings. Amen. And also the Duffs. Man, we thank God for those specials. Just have a couple quick announcements, and then we'll read our scripture for this morning. Brother and Sister Robles will be having their housewarming and house dedication on next Saturday from 2 to 6 p.m. They invited the entire church to come, amen, and just celebrate with them as we would pray in their home and just bless their home. Amen. We thank God for making a way and just allowing them to get this, amen, this house. They just waited on the Lord, and God just really blessed them. So we're going to be happy to go in and just fellowship with them. And, amen, look forward to the housewarming and house dedication on next Saturday from 2 to 6 p.m. So please keep that in mind. Also, we want to remember our precious sister Candace today. It's her birthday. Amen. She's not here with us, but in spirit she is. Amen. And we remember her. It's my niece, and I thank God for her. Amen. On today, her birthday being today. And tomorrow, Brother Andrew will be celebrating a birthday, so we wish him a happy birthday. God bless you, Brother Andrew. Amen. Amen. My God. All the young people are getting older, and I'm getting younger. Amen. So we thank the Lord. Amen. For our precious young people. Also, for the adult choir, don't forget, this Tuesday we'll have rehearsal at 7:30 for the adult group. Amen. This Tuesday night at 7:30. Keep that in mind. And this Friday night, we canceled service. We went up to St. Augustine for a wedding on yesterday. Brother Peter and Sister Brianna got married, and it was just a real blessing. We had a wonderful time up there, and tell you what, let me just encourage you young people, just wait on God. You know, I'm telling you, when you wait on God, you don't have to get married in the pastor's office. Right? God will give you just a blessed day. Amen. You stand there before people as a testimony, and that's what we saw yesterday, just the whole event, amen, that transpired. It was a real, real blessing. And we were happy to be partakers of it. And our young people, I was very proud of all of them. So Brother DJ, amen. He walking down the aisle, he looked real good. Mama, you would have been proud of him, Mama. You would have been proud of him. Amen. And he looked good. Brother Caleb was looking real good. And Sister Rachel was looking real good. And amen. Y'all should have saw my family. They got all dressed up. My God. So what done happened here? Y'all ain't getting married. What y'all trying to do? I got to watch my little girls before they know it. They be, my God, some little boys. What you looking at? But they all looked so nice on yesterday, and we had a good time. They turned the reception into a church service. And Brother DJ had them running around there doing hut 2, 3, 4 at the reception. He said, "We come to have a good time in the name of Jesus." I said, "That's all right, you know." And I'd rather see him doing that than out on the floor juking. Amen. I'd rather see him doing that. So we just appreciated that, and I think it was all what they wanted. We ended up doing enemy's camp at the reception, and like that's what they want. And I command my hands to praise the Lord, and we just had a good time in Jesus' name. So it's good to be back home this morning, and amen. Just I trust that God will bless the rest of our day. Don't forget tonight we'll have our communion service at 5:30. Amen. Tonight we'll have our communion service on Friday night. Tonight. And then on Friday night, we have Brother Diggs coming to minister to our hearts on Friday night. Amen. So if you've never heard Brother Diggs, I invite you to come. Amen. And be a part of the service on Friday night. He's a real blessing. Amen. To the body of Christ from South Carolina. And he'll be here Friday. And then on next Sunday, we'll have Brother Trevor Eman. Amen. So we have a lot in store. And just looking forward to that. And a few weeks from now, we will have Brother Perry Green, a man from Tucson, Arizona. So we are really, really looking forward to all that God has in store for Spirit and Truth Tabernacle. Amen. So praise the Lord. We will go and get a scripture. Amen. Thank you, musicians. God richly bless you. Just turn with me to Exodus 14. And just trust that the Lord will just help us to just help you this morning. Exodus 14 is where we'll read from. It reads as follows here in Exodus 14. And the Lord spake unto Moses, saying, speak unto the children of Israel, that they turn and encamp before Pi Haharoth, between Migdol and the sea, over against Baal Zephon. Before it shall ye encamp by the sea. Exodus 14. Verse 3 says, for Pharaoh will say of the children of Israel, they are entangled in the land, the wilderness has shut them in. So Pharaoh, and it's the same way the devil is. He feels like he got you in between a rock and a hard place. Amen. My God. Boy, when he got you there, he's going to try to put it on you too. Amen. So it says, and I will harden Pharaoh's heart that he shall follow after them, and I will be honored upon Pharaoh and upon all his hosts, that the Egyptians may know that I am the Lord. And they did so. It was told the king of Egypt that the people fled, and the heart of Pharaoh and his servants was turned against the people. And they said, why have we done this, that we have let Israel go from serving us? And he made ready his chariots and took his people with him, and he took 600 chosen chariots and all the chariots of Egypt and the captains over every one of them. And the Lord hardened the heart of Pharaoh, king of Egypt, and he pursued after the children of Israel, and the children of Israel went out with a high hand. But the Egyptians pursued after them all the horses and chariots of Pharaoh and his horsemen and his army, and overtook them encamping by the sea beside Pi-Hahiroth, before Baal Zephon. And when Pharaoh drew nigh, the children of Israel lifted up their eyes. I kind of wish those words were something like this, Riviera, Lake Worth, you know, Royal Palm Beach or something, but Pi-Hahiroth. Amen. That's all right. And when Pharaoh drew nigh, the children of Israel lifted up their eyes, and behold, the Egyptians marched after them, and they were sore afraid. And the children of Israel cried out unto the Lord. And they said unto Moses, because there were no graves in Egypt, hast thou taken us away to die in the wilderness? Wherefore hast thou dealt thus with us to carry us forth out of Egypt? Is not this the word that we did tell thee in Egypt, saying, let us alone, that we may serve the Egyptians? For it had been better for us to serve the Egyptians than that we should die in the wilderness. And Moses said unto the people, fear ye not, stand still and see the salvation of the Lord, which he will show to you today. For the Egyptians whom ye have seen today, ye shall see them again no more forever. The Lord shall fight for you, and ye shall hold your peace. And the Lord said unto Moses, wherefore criest thou unto me? Speak unto the children of Israel that they go forward. Amen. The Lord had a blessing to the reading of his word. Let's just bow in a word of prayer. Father, we come before your presence. We thank you for every heart that has been gathered here today. We realize, Lord, that each life is touched by the word, they have the potential of touching so many others. And we ask, O God, that you would just bring, Father, a word from heaven directly to our hearts, that we might be strengthened and encouraged. Amen. On this morning, thank you for everything that has taken place. The worship, Lord, our brother Caleb leading us into worship. Lord, we thank you for that, and just creating a wonderful atmosphere. The musicians just working in one accord. Lord, the great things that take place when these things occur. And Father, we just appreciate all that has been done, the specials that we sing, the worship, the adoration, the praise. But now, God, the most important part of the service comes as we go into your word. Lord, we ask that you would just move by your spirit. In Jesus' name, we pray. We take every spirit that's against the spirit of God under the control of the Holy Spirit right now in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. God richly bless you. You can be seated. We will use for a title today, Hold On, Help is on the Way. Amen. Praise the name of the Lord. And you could just encourage somebody with those few words. Tell them to hold on. Help is on the way. If you really believed it, you would say it. Praise the name of the Lord. Amen. Well, you know, we see here in the scripture, as we were just reading, amen, the story about Moses and the children of Israel. And like as we were saying there, how, you know, here God led them into a situation, told them to encamp around a certain place there. And I certainly know I'm probably mispronouncing it, but Pi-Hahiroth, between Migdol and the sea and over against Baal-Zephon. Before it shall ye encamp by the sea. So here they got a little spot there, and when Pharaoh saw them go down there, he kind of figured that, you know what, the sea has got them backed up in one place. They can't go forward and they can't go backward. See, and this is where the devil kind of put us, right, where it seemed like we can't go forward and we can't go backward. But it's during those times where we will see God manifest himself, amen, in a miraculous way. And it's during those times where, you know, where we can't do nothing, but the only thing we can do is just hold on. Amen. When you can't do nothing else, just hold on. The Bible said, when having done all to stand, stand there for. See, and that's all you got left is just one last stand, you know. And this is where we find the children of Israel in this particular situation, where they just couldn't do any more than what was done. God was going to have to make a way, amen, at this point in time. It's just no way they could, amen, they couldn't go forward, they couldn't go backward, they couldn't do anything, amen. But see, typically when those things happen, that's a time where we all begin to complain, right? Amen. Like the children of Israel, you know, it would have been better if we just stayed in Egypt. See, we tried to tell you, if you wouldn't have brought us out here like this, this would have never happened. Moses, you should have been listening to us way back then. I tried to tell you. I know some of y'all done been through this before. Amen. So immediately when you're in between a rock and a hard place, that's when everybody want to, amen, throw in the towel on you. Amen. That's when everybody want to give you advice, and that's when everybody want to that's when everybody want to say, "I told you so." And it's only when you're in the middle of a rock in a hard place that you hear words like that. But I come to tell you this morning, hold on. Amen. Help is on the way. I don't know how God gonna do it, but I know He will do it. Amen. I don't know how God gonna pay that bill, but it's gonna get paid. You ain't gonna lose your house. You ain't gonna lose that car. Amen. God gonna make a way somehow. Hallelujah. See, hold on. Help is on the way. We see this very clearly here in Scripture, you know, and as we just kind of look at it, let's let me just kind of take a few things here that I want to read to you. Oh my. And we're gonna end up on a different different channel at the end of this. But the main thing that I wanna really strive there is just hold your peace. You know, no matter what you're going through, just hold your peace. Stand still right there with whatever you're going through. Don't get all frazzled and frustrated and upset now. Just hold your peace. Sometimes, you know what? When you don't say nothing, that's better. Amen. Right? When you actually don't say nothing, that's better. You know, oftentimes we find ourselves trying to explain too much. Amen. We say a little bit too much. But, amen, sometimes you just got to find yourself, just don't say nothing. See, amen, because when you ain't saying nothing, then the devil don't know what's in your mind. See, he don't know what's in your heart, you know. I mean, even Brother Branham talked about how God had to hold certain things until this day. It was sealed up until this day, you know. I mean, hold it up. Don't say nothing about it. Yeah, I'll release that when the seventh angel come on the scene. See, but for years, if they would have had it early, they would have messed up over it. So sometimes God don't want to give you things until just at the nick of time. See, because if you would have had it early, you would have messed up something. But God got to hold you there and just be patient and wait on me. And the best thing to do is just hold your peace. Don't say nothing. Just okay, that happened, but just hold your peace. Don't say nothing. Praise the Lord. All right, church. All right, here we go. Listen, this is come out of message, wisdom versus faith. Praise the name of the Lord. And listen to what he say here. Off of my subject, but going back to the beginning, I used to box. And there was a fella named here in the city, a poor fella, drinks very bad now. One of his boys is on the police force, George Smith. They called him 6 Second Smith. Listen to this. He said he was out. He went to training me for boxing when he had Golden Glove starter. He was out here at the government, and in that, why, he was the roughest person I ever seen. He just hit me, and I just go whining through the air. And I come back and I say, "You don't have to be so rough about it." See, you don't have to be so rough about it. Now we're gonna go somewhere with this. Said, "You just knocked the breath out of me." He said, "I tell you, Billy," said, "no matter how well you train, how well trained you are, how much athletic experience you have, how strong you are for your size or anything like that, a lick stops the blood when it hits like that." Amen. See, a lick will stop the blood when it hits like that. Says, you might hate me now, but when you get up there in the ring yourself, you'll appreciate it. Right. See? And Brother Branham's going through training, this man was boxing. Say, this man's about 30 or 40 pounds bigger than him, but when he get in the ring, he just give him a real solid hit. Wham! Say, he hit him so hard, he just knocked him out the ring. You know, but what the man was trying to tell him, the man say, "Now, I know right now you might hate me for hitting you like this. Yeah, you get back up and I hit you again. Get back up and I hit you again. You wonder what's going on. Why you keep hitting me like this?" Say, "Don't worry. One day you're going to appreciate me hitting you like this." See? And it was a spiritual type in that because, you know, sometimes you go to church, you don't want the pastor to hit you like that. You know, you don't want him to just hit you. You go to church and get hit. You go back home feeling sorry. Come back the next week, get hit all over again. See, but why? Why? Because one day you're going to appreciate being getting hit like that. You're going to appreciate somebody telling you the truth. Amen. See, you're going to appreciate that one day. When you're on the other side, "Brother, I appreciate you." Right now, we might not get a lot of appreciations on this side. But on the other side, when we see those smiling faces, then we'll know it's been worth it all. Amen. I'm glad you hit me like that, brother. I'm glad. And sometimes it ain't got to be the pastor. Sometimes it can be another saint hit you with the truth. See, amen. Now you need to straighten this up. I hear about the mothers telling some of the sisters sometimes, no, that's a little bit too tight. That's a little bit this. You need to be hit like that sometime. You'll appreciate them someday.
Amen.
All right, now stay with me. You'll appreciate it. Your body builds up to that. Amen. To come back quick. See, your body builds up that to come back quick. If you get hit, then you just fall over and you lay there and take a count. See, but if your body's built and can stand the licks, a hard lick hits you, then you can come back quick. See, back to your feet again. That's it. See, I mean, but you got to be trained to be able to take this. You know, I was talking with Brother Diggs, and I hope he'll preach on this next week. If he do, I just beat him to his message. You know, but he was talking about he went to a youth camp, and this man, and you know, I'm still kind of in here. Hold on now, because what happens? He was talking about this. He was talking about this man came into the youth camp, and he was an FBI agent that trains. And as he's training, he's telling people, say, he had this real big guy come in. He say, but you know, it don't matter how big he is, there's still an element of fear in his life. You know, and say, all you got to do is get him in the right situation. You'll see that fear come out. So what they did, they took him and put him in a room. And, you know, and when they put him in the room, they turned off all the lights and just sent all the guys after him. You know, and they just start hitting him. And, you know, and there was two doors in the room. He had one door. It was a closet. Another door was the exit. And as he was being hit, then he just start fighting, you know, doing whatever he can to try to get away from these people that were hitting him. You know, so, he just fighting. And then, you know, he took off, you know, he kind of saw one of the doors. He took off towards the door, but he didn't know which door it was, so it happened to be the closet. And he went inside the closet, amen, and then, you know, he kind of get his nerves back up. And then he come out looking again, like, where they at? You know, he ready to go again. And when he come out there, he could hear him coming again. So he ran back into the closet, you know. Then he kept coming out, then running back into the closet and coming back out. And said, see, this man just afraid. But they had to take him through the training so they can eliminate his fear. See, because then what happened, he say, you know, when rather than concentrating on all the guys that's coming at you, concentrate only on one of them. And when you take one down, you can take the next one down. See, and when you take the next one down, you can take the other one down. See, and this is where we got, you know, sometimes don't try to concentrate on everything the devil throwing at you. Amen. Just concentrate on one problem at a time. Amen. One trial at a time. One trouble at a time. Concentrate on that and watch God give you the power to overcome that fear. Jesus. See, amen. Hold on. Help on the way. Sometimes your help is already within you. Sometimes you'd be expecting somebody else to do it, but God wants you to do it.
Amen.
Hallelujah. That's what happened to Moses there. Amen. As he was there, now Moses got to a spot. They began to complain. Moses didn't even wait on God. Brother Branham said he spoke out of inspiration. He spoke out of inspiration when he said, unto the people, fear ye not, stand still, see the salvation of the Lord, which he will show you today. For the Egyptians whom ye have seen today, ye shall see them again no more forever. God never told Moses to say that. Moses spoke that out of inspiration. But because he was in line with what God wanted, God honored what Moses said. Now, for you, amen, sometimes God might come upon you and speak to you by inspiration. You'll say something out of your mouth, not knowing how it's going to happen. Amen. By inspiration, I say that bill shall be paid. I don't know how it's going to happen, but it shall be paid. By inspiration, I say I shall receive my family. Amen. I don't know how it's going to happen, but I shall receive them. See, sometimes God waits for you. And after Moses spoke on the inspiration, then God followed up to make it happen. After he spoke on the inspiration, now what do I do now? Take your stick and lay it down in front of the people. Watch the sea divide. And your people are going to walk over on dry land, and then I'm going to drown Pharaoh's army. But God didn't tell him that. He had to speak out of inspiration first. Oh, my. Hold on, church. Help us on the way. All right, stay with me here. I want to just finish this. Glory. So there he is. If your body's built, you can stand the licks. Then when you hit a hard lick hits you, then you'll come back quick. Back to your feet again. Get knocked out of the ring. Jump back in. He's just got to go through, knock me plumb out of the ring. See, you just have to do that. And he liked to kill me. He was about 30, 40 pounds heavier than I was. He was a fighter, and I was just a student, so he was just killing me. But you'll appreciate that when you get in the ring. I found out that was the truth. See, and this is what he say here. I heard of sergeants in the army train them boys in rugged. They hate that sergeant. But when it come to combat, they loved him. Because rugged training, that's the way I've tried to train Christians. Don't bob off your hair. Don't wear makeup. Don't do this. Get it rugged. You'll appreciate me when I come to the end of the road. See, training, get that training right. Let's keep right with the word. It might be rugged. Cut the denominational differences to pieces, but you'll appreciate it when you come down at the end of the road. You stood by the book. You'll appreciate it someday. When you come to the end of the road, you want to know that you're standing by the book. So this, amen, you know, as we kind of look at this story here with Moses, and we're going to kind of switch gears on you in a little bit. Amen. But here they're up against, they're in between a rock and a hard place, and they don't know which way to turn. And many of us might find ourselves like that today. Lord, what am I going to do about this situation? What about this circumstance? You know, but we find, I mean, we find them kind of stuck here, and it looked like God just led them to a place where, amen, they were just going to be defeated. That was going to be it. It was over. That's what it looked like. See, amen, sometimes you can't go with, my God, you can't see God all the time. So don't go with what your natural eyes are telling you. Amen, sometimes your natural eyes will tell you it's a hopeless situation. It's a helpless case. But, amen, that's a perfect opportunity for God to manifest his glory in your life. Oh, my. See, amen, that's a perfect opportunity for God to work a miracle on your behalf. Amen. See, we've heard that God worked miracles in the past, but, amen, we need to see God work miracles today. We've heard God deliver people, amen, in days gone by, but does that same God live today? Can he still deliver? Can he still set free? Can he still heal? Can God do these things? See, but the only time God can prove that is when he gets you in between a rock and a hard place. If he made it easy for you all the time, amen, it wouldn't really be no testimony. And also, you wouldn't appreciate it. Amen. But when he makes it tough, he makes it hard, you know ain't nobody do it but God. Amen. You can't do nothing but serve him. You can't do nothing but praise him and worship. Because you know nobody else could do this but Jesus. Oh, hallelujah. Nobody could change me but Jesus. Nobody could deliver me but Jesus. Amen. Nobody could save me but Jesus. Nobody could bring me out but Jesus. It had to be Jesus. Mama failed me. Daddy failed me. Pastor failed me. Everybody failed me. But Jesus. He was there all the time. There all the time. See? You know, but we get ourselves to, I mean, sometimes we got to get, when we get to in between the rock and the hard place, don't complain. Just hold on. Hold on, help is on the way when you get there. See, amen, and oftentimes, I don't know about you, but in my Christian life, I find myself get delivered from one situation into another one. Amen, amen. But as the same God that delivered me before will deliver me again. I believe that with all my heart. Oh, hallelujah. So here the children of Israel find themselves complaining. You know, now Moses, it just would have been so much better if we would have stayed down there and, you know, and, amen. I mean, at least we knew. And see, this is what happened when God gets you out your comfort zone. Oftentimes, we'll, you know, it could be a bad situation. But we'll stay there because we've gained a level of comfort in that situation. Amen. Now, God got something much better for us, but we're afraid to kind of go in there because, amen, I know what I got here. Right. See, I'm afraid to actually take a step of faith and go there because I know exactly what I got here. See, God want to, sometimes, I mean, you know, there's sometimes where God will force your hand. Like, you know, I'll share this again with Brother Diggs. You know, you all remember Brother Diggs was going blind. You know, well, what was going on with Brother Diggs is God forced his hand. God had been calling him into evangelism for years, full-time evangelism. But what happened was that when he went blind, he lost his job. See, now that looked like, man, I'm in between a rock and a hard place. What am I going to do now? But his wife said, you know what, if you still want to go to Florida and preach, I will drive you to Florida. Amen. See, I mean, I might not be able to take you to your job and drive your truck, but I can take you to Florida and you can preach because every time he stepped in the pulpit, his eyes would come open. Amen. When he leave the pulpit, his eyes would close. So we know God still heals. You're going to see a walking miracle when you come next Friday night. This is a brother that's been healed of cancer. We know God still heals. Amen. And he had a cancer in his brain. We know God can do that. God got living proof that he's able to do it. See? So here, you know, this brother, I mean, he said what happens that God was forcing his hand, and what he did was made him lose his job. Amen. Now he's got to go out on the field and preach the gospel. Now, ever since he's been preaching, God done blessed him with another car. God done blessed him with a new house. All because he started doing what God asked him to do. But God had to force him into that situation. Sometimes it ain't the devil doing that. Sometimes God is allowing things to happen in your life. Amen. To bring something out of you. Oh, my. I'm going to say it again. Sometimes God allows things to happen in your life to bring something out of you. God knew it was there, but he had to allow something to happen. Amen. Some distress, some trouble in your life in order to bring that out. Sometimes we won't pray until we get in trouble. Amen. So God has to keep sending trouble. But when you get into trouble, hold on. Help is on the way. Amen. Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah. So, you know, as we look at this, amen, with Moses and the children of Israel. Amen. And we see what they're going through. And, you know, we see there in verse 13 where God told them out of Exodus 14:13. It says, and Moses, actually, let me read this verse 10. My. This ain't nothing but the devil. It's the same way the devil, when he think he got you, boy, he think he got you pinned in. That's it. But God getting ready to make a way. Amen. Verse 10 saying, when Pharaoh drew nigh, the children of Israel lifted up their eyes, and behold, the Egyptians marched after them, and they were sore afraid. And the children of Israel cried out unto the Lord. Now, you know, ain't this amazing how you can get delivered, right? You can get set free from something. And those old friends that you used to have, you don't see them no more. Amen. But just because you don't see them don't mean the devil ain't trying to work on them to come after you. And you can try to hide in church all you want. See? But, brother, I mean, sometimes the devil will bring your friend to church to try to pull you out. He'll sit right next to you. And you're thinking, oh, boy, they're getting something from the Lord. And anybody can put their hand up when the Holy Spirit is falling. But we talk about something going beyond your hand going up. We talk about your heart going up. And we talk about somebody living for God. But here, you know, here you're delivered, you set free, you're feeling real good. But, boy, the devil is working behind the scenes. He's sitting in the army right after you again. An army of your buddies are coming. See, hey, what you remember such and such a time? Hey, it's Super Bowl Sunday. Remember how we used to get together? Yeah, it's Super Bowl Sunday, but it's still communion tonight. Amen. And we won't be watching the Super Bowl in heaven. I can tell you that much right now. Ain't no golf courses in heaven. Amen. We got to get that stuff out. I mean, that stuff should not mean as much to us than the Word of God. Amen. I mean, we got to get to a point where we die to these things. It just don't matter. Amen. If so-and-so win, praise the Lord. If so-and-so win, praise the Lord. It just don't matter to me. See, amen. I do like that little type that Sarah gave, though. I was listening to them in the Sunday school. Like, what is that they stand and talk about? They talk about the Colts is the like the horse riders. You know, the four horse riders of the four steals, the first four steals, and the saints, we the saints. Now, I say that's pretty good. I like that, but yeah, I don't want to be identified with New Orleans Saints, though, because I think they got a different name, you know. I mean, they talking about something different than New Orleans. That's a city with some, ooh, praise God, they need deliverance. That's all I can say, you know. Amen. Don't go there. There ain't no place for Christians to be hanging out, not in New Orleans. Amen. Not in Las Vegas either. Don't be hanging out. I don't know why I stepped all the way over there, but God knows. Amen. Christian, we should find out. You think you saved? Yeah. Go on to Las Vegas. Go on with your saved self. Your Holy Ghost filled self. Go on. You think you're bigger and badder than the devil? Boy, the devil have you there on a slot machine so fast. Come back with your head down. Wonder what happened to you. Every city got spirits. Every city got spirits. Why do you think it's so cheap to go to Las Vegas? I mean, you try to go anywhere. You try to go to Orlando, it costs you hundreds of dollars to get there for a 45-minute trip. But go all the way across the United States, $100 to get there. And they want you to have free hotel rooms and everything else. Why do they do that? because they know they'll get you. I remember one time, Lord, let me get back to my subject, but I remember they had a free, what's that thing when you go to Orlando and they try to talk to you about buying timeshare? They had a little timeshare thing for us in Orlando, in Bahamas. We went, me and my wife, and I said, now, I'm going to just tell you no. You know, I'm just be honest with you. I'm going to tell you no, so ain't no sense of you selling it to me. And my name is on the computer saying no all the time to these things. They almost got me once. That was it, once. But I got home so quick and called back and canceled. I said, no, you ain't never going to get me on that. I already live in Florida. I'm having vacation all the time. So why buy one of them? See? So, you know, here we went over to the Bahamas, and, boy, they pulled us in, and I said, well, we're going to see what this is all about. We walked into a little place, and when we walked in, they had the same furniture in the place that we had in our house. I said, yeah, that ain't no vacation for me. I said, but I tell you what, I'll take that $75 that y'all going to give, and I'll be on. But you know what they did? They said, well, you got to redeem this. You got to go to the back counter, you know, of the casino. Go back there and you can get it. They just thought they had me. See, they thought they had me coming in, and they thought they had me going out. But they didn't realize they were dealing with a Holy Ghost-filled Christian. I had no problems saying no to the slot machines. I just got to, I'm redeeming this coupon right here. Give me my $75 right on out of it in my pocket. They probably, where he come from? I come from heaven and I'm going back to heaven. Amen. But we got to be able to have power to overcome these things. Amen. My God. Now let me get back to my to the scripture here. Verse 10 again. When Pharaoh drew nigh, the children of Israel lifted up their eyes, and behold, the Egyptians marched after them. They were so afraid, and the children of Israel cried out unto the Lord. Now, and this is what happened. You get in fear. You begin to cry out to God, you know, wondering what's going to happen to you. And, Lord, I've been serving you all these years, and they didn't tell me. I love the songwriter say, no one told me the road would be easy. But I don't believe he brought me this far to leave me. See, it says, you know, they cried out unto the Lord, and they said unto Moses, because there were no graves in Egypt, hast thou taken us away to die in the wilderness? Wherefore hast thou dealt thus with us to carry us forth out of Egypt? Is not this the word that we did tell thee in Egypt, saying, let us alone? See, it's what they saying, leave us alone, Moses. We satisfied being in bondage. See, and this is where some people are, they satisfied being bound by the devil. And, you know, really, they don't cry out to God. When they're really struggling, they don't cry out to God. But a person that want to be free, they'll come running to God with everything they got. Lord, please set me free. And don't get me wrong, even when you're crying out to God and you want to be free, you still battle with that thing. Amen. Amen. But hold on, help is on the way. Amen. See? Amen. Listen, it says this, says, is not this the word that we did tell thee in Egypt, saying, let us alone that we may serve the Egyptians, for it had been better for us to serve the Egyptians than that we should die in the wilderness. But God was taking them to a promised land. All they could see was the wilderness. All they could see was the Red Sea in front of them. You got to see the promise that God got ahead of you. Amen. Verse 13, and Moses said unto the people, fear ye not. See, overcome that fear. Stand still. See the salvation of the Lord, which he will show to you today. And I'm looking for that today. Amen. See the salvation of the Lord, which he will show to you today. They couldn't wait till tomorrow. They couldn't wait till next week. They were in a situation they need to see God right then. Amen. Somebody's looking to see God today. Amen. Lord, I can't wait the next week. I need something to happen today. Amen. But just say that word, today.
Today.
Today. Amen. I need God to move today. Amen. And I'm going to tell you, if he's God of your tomorrows, and if he's God of your yesterdays, then he's also God of your today. Amen. You're like a right now God. Hallelujah. That's what we need to see a right now, God. Amen. Amen. Not tomorrow. I can't wait till tomorrow. I need something to happen today. I came to church. Something needs to happen to me today. Oh, glory to God. See, we got to stop putting it in past tense and stop putting it in future tense, but make it present tense. Lord, let something occur today. Oh, my, if you know you're bound with something, you're struggling, Lord, let it happen today. Oh, my. God,
I want to get rid of this thing today. I want to leave it here at the altar. I want to leave it in church. Today I want to leave it. I don't want to pick it up and carry it no more. Let it stay behind today. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, glory to God. See, but Moses did not have, amen, when he spoke these words, Moses did not have, God didn't tell him to say this. But Moses spoke it by inspiration. Moses said unto the people, fear ye not, stand still, and see the salvation of the Lord, which he will show to you today. Now, I mean, with him speaking words like that by inspiration, God had to show himself strong on Moses' behalf. See, it had to happen right then. They couldn't wait to, I mean, Pharaoh's army was behind them. They needed something to happen. See? Amen. Listen. See the salvation of the Lord, which he will show to you today. For the Egyptians, whom ye have seen today, ye shall see them again no more forever. I like that. I don't know what devil might have followed you to church today. Amen. And wait for you to come outside the church to attack you all over again. Amen. But those Egyptians, Egypt represents the world. See, the Egyptians, they represent the worldly things that try to hold us down and try to hold us back. Amen. But we're going to be delivered from those things today. Amen. Whatever it is that's trying to stop you from reaching your full potential in God. Amen. You're going to be delivered from that thing today. Hallelujah. Amen. I'm in the same place that Moses was. Amen. God didn't give me those words to say. I spoke it by inspiration. Amen. And let the God that answered in Moses' day, let that same God answer today. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Amen. We shall be free today. We shall be delivered today. We shall be healed today. Glory to God. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Glory to God. Amen. Amen, 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 amen. Hallelujah, hallelujah. You got to declare it yourself. You got to speak it yourself. Today is the day of salvation. Today is my day. This is the day that the Lord has made. I shall rejoice and be glad in it. This is my day. Hallelujah. I'm not waiting for tomorrow or when I get my doctor's report. I ain't waiting for the end to shout. I'm going to shout right now because today is my day. Hallelujah. Oh, glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah. Amen. It spoke by inspiration. See, it's not planned. It's not something that you meditate on. It's something that you speak because God gives you unction to speak it. Amen. And when God gives you unction, you just got to release it. Amen. Don't hold on to it. You don't know how it's going to happen. That's okay. But speak it anyway. Hallelujah. If you say to the mountain, be thou removed, don't doubt in your heart. Amen. You can have what you say. Hallelujah. This is what Moses did. Verse 13, Moses said unto the people, fear ye not. Stand still. And see the salvation of the Lord, which he will show to you today. For the Egyptians whom ye have seen today, ye shall see them again no more forever. I love that. Amen. Because that same devil that's been troubling you all this time, at some point in time, that devil got to stop. Now, another one may come. Another one may come, but that one got to stop. Gee. And I don't know what you're facing. The devil of oppression, the devil of depression, the devil of regression. Amen. He's got to stop today. Hallelujah. You got to be able to speak that out of your mouth. And if I can overcome that one, I'll overcome the other ones. Amen. It's got to be a day on the calendar that you are totally set free. Why not today? Why not today? Somebody asked the question, if not now, when? If not here, where? If not you, who? Oh, glory to God. It's got to happen to change. Amen. Rather than a Super Bowl, let it be a super deliverance. Amen. Glory to God. Let it happen today. Amen. We can make history today. Hallelujah. What is history? History is not, none other than his story. Amen. And my life is a part of his story. Hallelujah. I'm going to make history today. The devils that, amen, I've been seeing all this week. The devils that's been tormenting me for the past few years. Amen. The devils that's been on my heels, on my trail. Praise God. I feel like that rabbit. Amen. I feel like that rabbit. Brother, that rabbit had a fox on his trail. And all he can just sense the breath of the fox right on his tail. That hot breath of that fox trying to get a hold of him. Maybe the fox teeth and mouth are just with, amen, saliva. I can't wait to get a hold of that rabbit. Amen. And I'm like that rabbit. Hallelujah. The devil been chasing me. I can just feel him all on my tail. But brother, amen, that rabbit was running and running and running, church. He took off running, saying, if I can just get to the cleft of the rock. And if I get into the cleft of the rock, he got behind the cleft of the rock like that. The fox was on the outside. The rabbit was on the inside. You can breathe as hard as you want to breathe. But as long as I'm in the cleft of the rock, you can't have me. Oh, hallelujah. That's what you got to be able to tell the devil. As long as I can get into the cleft of a rock, Satan, you can't have me. That rabbit couldn't wait for tomorrow. That rabbit couldn't wait for next week. That rabbit needed to be saved today. Hallelujah. Glory to God. My. Hallelujah. Amen. All right, listen here. Moses said unto the people, fear ye not, stand still and see the salvation of the Lord, which he will show to you today. For the Egyptians whom ye have seen, amen, today ye shall see them again no more forever. Amen. The Lord shall fight for you, and ye shall hold your peace. Boy, I tell you, I'm so glad Paul said it the way he said it like this. If God be for us, then who can be against us? The Lord shall fight for you. Amen. Sometimes we try to take on the battle ourselves. Amen. But let God fight the battle. The Lord shall fight for you and ye shall hold your peace. Amen. When you're holding your peace, you got to zip it up. Amen. Y'all ever seen anybody do that? You know? They used to tell you, zip it up. Don't say nothing. All right. Amen. You got to bridle your own tongue sometimes. Just don't say nothing. Well, what you thinking? Nothing. I'm reminded of one of my wife's relatives. She say every time I get myself into a little rough spot, say, the Lord, just give me a song. And sometimes what you got to do is just start humming a song in your heart. And, amen. What's the matter with you? I'm just humming a song like the little sister that, amen, was at home and, she didn't know that her husband and the other guys was drunk in the saloon there. And they say, ain't no real Christians. Man say, oh, yes, it is. They say, ain't no real Christians. I know it ain't no real Christians. I done been to church. There's so many phonies and fakes in church. Ain't no real Christians. He said, well, my wife is a real Christian. He was drunk as I don't know what, but he said, my wife is a real Christian. He knew about his wife. He said, I'll tell you what we're going to do, fellas. We're going to go to my house. We're going to act like we're drunk. I'm going to prove to y'all my wife is a Christian. See? Sometimes you don't know God's sending that trial, amen, to prove something in you. You're getting all flustered and frustrated. You don't know why God sent that. See? So here they come to the house,
Amen. I played this trick on my wife just a few days ago. She didn't go for it, though. Amen. But what he did, he said we're going to prove, say, we're going to go and ask her to fix us a meal, and then just y'all just follow my lead. You know, so they went on to the house acting real drunk. Said, we're just going to act like as drunk as we can get. We're going to act like that. So they went on to the house and acting drunk and say, you know, I want some eggs. I want some ham. Fix me some eggs and ham. You know, now the first of, most of us, right, who you talking to? That's where most, y'all might as well say amen. But let me, I'm trying to use that as an example. See, sometimes if you just kind of hold your peace, God might be working something greater. So here they come, and she fixed, she went in there, she started fixing the meal, and she got it all prepared, and you know, when she got it all prepared, she come and brought it to her husband, and when she brought it to him, you know, he took it and he just pushed it off the table. You know, I don't like my eggs like this. Why would you do something like this right in front of his friends? You know, pushed it off the table and said, why would you do something like that? You know, embarrassed me in front of my friends. Said, come on, boys, let's get out of here anyway. You know, he just fussed out. So she just went and she picked it all up. I'm going to do it for y'all. Yeah. And this is what she just went and she just picked it up. And I'm sorry. I didn't mean to do it that way. I know you like it better. You know, just y'all just be quiet. And y'all rest your nerves. And I'm going to get some more made for you. Come on, boys. Let's get out of here. And they just went outside the house and they were listening in on the window while she was in the kitchen. And they heard her singing, must Jesus bear his cross alone and all the world go free. No, there's a cross for everyone and there's a cross for me. When they heard that, she led all three of them to the Lord Jesus. See, her reaction to the action took control of the situation. She held her peace. Hold on, help is on the way. See, just hold on. Don't get flustered and frustrated. Hold on, hold your ground. You don't know why God's sending that your way. Lord, I think you found grace. I found grace in your sight. You found grace with me to give me that trial. Thank you, Jesus. Everybody can't handle certain problems. Oh, y'all gonna make me preach today. But everybody can't, brother DJ, everybody can't handle scoliosis, so God'll let you have it. Somebody's going to give up on scoliosis, but you're going to take it back. Amen. Whatever it is that you got, amen, everybody couldn't handle that. That's why God let you have it. It would have drove somebody crazy. They would have been done kill themselves. But God let you have it because you can handle it. God knows you can handle it. He never put you than you can bear. You're talking about the God that designed you, the God that made you, the God that formed you. He knows exactly how much pressure you can take. Oh my. Oh, hallelujah. Glory to God. Amen. Amen. My. Whatever it is that you're battling. Amen. God knows that. God knew what you was going to battle. And he sent it your way. And he said, you know, now go ahead and send this test because they're going to overcome it. Amen. Now, they look like they're in a rock in a hard place. That they ain't going to make it out. But watch, they're going to overcome. All right. They're going to overcome. Amen. All that the Father's given me shall come. Yes, amen. I won't lose one. Yes, amen. Even when you ain't serving God and doing the things that you're supposed to do, you're still thinking about God. Amen. You're still thinking about the saints. Amen. Out there smoking, you know you shouldn't be smoking. But, amen, here I'm thinking about the saints. See, that shows where your heart is. And where your heart is, your treasures lie. Oh, my. Oh, glory. Okay. All right. Let me finish up this scripture here. Verse 14, the Lord shall fight for you, and ye shall hold your peace. And look at this. Now, Moses spoke these words out of inspiration, not knowing what God was going to do. But when Moses spoke it by inspiration, it seemed like he went ahead of God. See, and all the times we're waiting on God, but you know what? God is waiting on us. See, Moses just spoke. After they was complaining everything, he just spoke. Just hold your peace. The Egyptians you've seen today, you ain't going to see them no more forever.
Now, how could Moses didn't know what was going to happen to the Egyptians. He didn't know nothing. But God had a plan. He was just waiting on Moses just to let it go. See, watch what happened. Verse 15, the Lord said unto Moses, wherefore criest thou unto me? Because now you can see him. Moses done said this out of his mouth. Now he turned like, Lord, what am I going to do? Y'all done been in that situation. Now I done said this out of my mouth, but now how am I going to make this happen? Lord, what am I going to do? Well, you know what God say? Don't you cry to me. Speak and move forward. You just keep going. You say you're going to get your stuff back, then just keep moving forward. Keep moving forward. Every time you go home, look for your stuff. Glory to God. Speak and move forward. And when somebody come and ask you, did you get it? Yeah, it's on the way. Help is on the way. Help is on the way. Glory to God. Devil can't stop it. He can't hold it back. If God got to create new stuff, he's the same God that provided for Abraham. He's Jehovah Jireh, my provider. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Amen. Amen. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Amen. It's not my battle. This battle is the Lord's. The Lord shall fight for me. Amen. I'm going to hold my peace. Hallelujah. Glory to God. 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 Thank you, Jesus. Oh, my. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. Amen. It's easy, amen, for us to come to church and get a 10-minute sermon, amen, and go home. But God want to deal with your the things that's really bothering you. And sometimes it takes God a little time just to kind of work into those channels. You don't have to accept sickness. You know, if inspiration strike you today, you can declare, I'm healed in Jesus' name. By stripes, I'm healed. If inspiration strikes you, you can walk out of here with your healing. If inspiration strikes you, you can speak. A job can be created for you if you have no work. Inspiration can strike you. And you walk out and say, I shall have a job. Now, I don't know where I'm going to get no job from. But see, God allow you to speak it. And then it just runs out. When it comes back, it manifests itself. When it returns to you, the manifestation is coming back. But first, it's got to come out of your mouth. And now you can't speak, I'm going to have a job. And then tomorrow say, ain't no jobs out there.
All right, brother. Amen.
You can't do it that way.
All right.
See, you got to hold fast to your profession of faith.
Amen.
Amen. If you said this today, then keep saying it tomorrow. Keep saying it the next day and the next day after that. Don't give up on your profession if you know God inspires you to say it. Oh, my. The Lord said unto Moses, wherefore criest thou unto me? Speak unto the children of Israel that they go forward, but lift thou up thy rod. Now God giving him instruction. God gave him exactly what to do after he spoke by inspiration. See, and this is the same thing God will do for you. You speak it by inspiration, God will give you instruction and direction. See, but lift thou up thy rod and stretch out thy hand over the sea and divide it. Now see, if you bold enough, amen, to say you ain't going to see the Egyptians anymore, then I'm bold enough to do something that ain't never been done before.
All right.
Remember that stick I gave you back in the wilderness, Moses, the one I told you to throw down, and it become a snake? You know, and you took it and went down there to Pharaoh's court, and you threw it down and became a snake. Now, and then Pharaoh brought his magician, said, that's a cheap magician trick. Watch this. They threw down their rods, and they became snakes. What, did you get flustered, Moses? Did you get frustrated? Or did you just hold on? He held there. Help was on the way. And before you knew it, Moses' serpent ate up the other serpents. Now the magicians ain't got no more serpents. They stuck inside Moses' rod. See, I'm going to tell you something. See, listen, when the devil throws his hand, you know what's there. When the devil show his hand, you know what's there. You know whether you can beat him or not. Now, that's, I don't want you to go play cards, though, now. Amen, but that's the way it is. This is what these guys do when they got the, they call it the poker face. See, they, I mean, they're trying to bluff you. This is what the devil trying to, he's trying to bluff you.
Amen.
Amen, but don't let him bluff you. God is on your side.
Amen.
See, but once he shows his hand, then you know, so you ain't got no more serpents now. You ain't got no more sticks. I got it all in mind now. See, praise the Lord. It's all swallowed up now. See, that's that. Why that you just you. So, so that's why if you just be quiet, they'll release something.
All right.
See, and when it's released, then you know what you're dealing with.
All right.
But if you go talking too much, amen, then you done gave up something.
All right, brother,
and now they working you.
Oh my.
Hallelujah. Okay, listen. And see, I got people on my job, they known for that. Boy, they come there, they just throw things out there. You know how people like to do. You throw things out there to see how you're going to bite.
Uh-huh.
Just don't nibble. Don't even nibble.
Right.
Just, I ain't even talking about that. Well, you ain't going to say, no, I ain't got nothing to say. You want to, let's change the conversation. Praise the Lord. All right, okay. Verse 16, but lift thou up thy rod and stretch out thy hand over the sea and divide it. And the children of Israel shall go on dry ground through the midst of the sea. And I, behold, I will harden the hearts of the Egyptians, and they shall follow them. See, now this Moses say, we're not going to see them no more forever. Well, how is God going to do it? You know, first Moses had to speak it by inspiration. Now the way God did it, say, I'm going to harden their hearts. Now, I mean, think about it. Now, God, that's something. Those are key words in the scripture. God hardened their hearts to make them follow after the children of Israel. Because Moses, wait a minute. If I was a soldier in that army, wait a minute. Now, this right here is ridiculous, Pharaoh. We ain't never seen nothing like this. We know God is on his side. Let's go back to Egypt. You know, let's stop this right now. But no, they was not under that anointing. God hardened their hearts, forced them to come on into the sea. Get on out there and see, because Moses spoke that they wouldn't see y'all no more forever.
All right.
I got to make Moses' word come to pass.
Yeah.
Y'all come on into the sea.
Yeah.
Get out here. Follow them. Chase them.
Yeah.
See, that's what, I mean, the devil just running you down. You come on a little bit too close there. You go, boy, the Holy Ghost going to get a hold of you. See, you come running up in here if you want to. Some people run the church to cause trouble. But you just can't cause trouble in this church. Maybe the church down the hall somewhere, but not here. The Holy Ghost is in control here. See, but let them follow him right on. Just Moses, they coming. Don't worry about it. Help is on the way. Hold on. Just hold your peace. Help is on the way. Here they come running. Boy, before you know it, church, here come the water. Right down on Pharaoh's army. They was drowned. My God, that what Moses said had come to pass. The Egyptians they had seen that day, they saw no more forever. Amen. I just love that. I'm going to leave that for y'all to go back and read. Exodus 14. I just want to kind of bring around to this little thought here on this lost battalion. And I know I'm running past some time here, but this email was sent to me this week, and I was just blessed by it, and I figured that I would just read it to you. This is something that Brother Branham talked about in World War I. He talked about how this group of soldiers had got themselves in a little fix, and as they were in the fix, they were surrounded by the enemy's forces. And I don't know, maybe today, some of y'all may find yourself surrounded by the enemy's forces. You don't know how you're going to get out of this situation. But it was roughly, I'll just summarize it. I believe it was about 600 men that went out, if I got that right. I just want to verify that. I think it's about 600 men that went out, and only so many of them made it back. Amen. Not everybody made it back safely. 600 men who marched into battle. Only 194 walked out with the rescuers, 107 were dead, and the remainder were wounded.
600 men marched into battle. Only 194 walked out with the rescuers. 107 were dead, and the remainder were wounded. And what happened was, you know, there was the army. They had a sergeant, and he, as he actually was a major. You know, major. Let me just read it. Major Charles White Whitlesey, a lawyer from New England. He practiced law on Wall Street. Whitlesey would emerge from the action a well-respected and be leader, but he didn't go into the battle with that reputation. He was known as a stern disciplinarian and stoic who wasn't admired much. Remember I said sometimes you get hit by that box. Brother Bram was getting hit with that box, and he say, you know, you're going to appreciate me one day. And see, this man, because of his demeanor, he helped bring the lost battalion to safety. The 194 made it to safety. See, because of his demeanor. But now, if he would have been a little wishy-washy, they would have never respected him. But when they was up against it, this man, soldiers moved forward. You know, he had a certain way that he carried himself that they just respected that. Listen, and I like this. These were 9 units of American soldiers from the 77th Division of the American Expeditionary Force. I like 77th. Division, you know, they call the Lost Battalion of World War I. So this man, he leads them, saying, now listen, it says, the battle plan was very simple. Hit the enemy hard, knock them back, and keep moving forward. Hit the enemy hard, knock them back, and keep moving forward. If the other units on your flanks don't keep pace, tough. The problem developed when the plan worked too well for Major Whittlesey's group. They met very little resistance, were able to outstrip the other units because they unknowingly marched right through a gap into the German lines. The Germans soon became aware of their error, closed the gap, and left the battalion surrounded in a rugged ravine. They had low ground, very little food, few medical supplies, and battle-hardened German troops all around them. They were surrounded by the enemy. The good news was that they had a commander who wouldn't give up. And not only that, they had a few carrier pigeons. Now, see, so what happened here? Hey, man, this commander told, you know, pretty much, let me just tell you, I'm going to come back. Then. Let me build this up. The lost battalion woke to the sound of German mortar shells whizzing everywhere. They hunkered down and waited, anticipating a full attack, a full-scale attack. It came that afternoon. Before the attack, Major Whitlesey had issued 2 orders. Everyone was to dig his foxhole deeper. I like this. Everybody, dig your foxhole deeper. Now, we up against something. The devil come. Everybody got to take time to dig the foxhole deeper. Amen. I see, thing of it is, amen, you want to be so deep that it don't penetrate down there. Right. See? Amen. Go into deeper prayer. Go into more fasting. Go into more consecration. And amen. Everybody had to take this upon themselves to do this. Dig your foxhole deeper. You dig your own foxhole deeper. Don't wait for somebody else to come and take their shovel and try to dig your foxhole. You got to dig yourself. Every man for himself now. All right. Listen. Everyone has to dig the foxhole deeper. The officers were to make their men understand our mission is to hold this position at all costs. Yeah, understand that. I done went all the way out here, and I probably done woke y'all out, but this was so important. Hold your position. Hold your position. Hold your position at all costs. Hold your position. No matter what you're going, everything is coming against you and you're ready to change positions. But hold your position at all costs. Oh, glory. Yes, sir. Now is the time to dig in. See, hold your position at all costs. As their comrades failed to mortar and sniper fire, the men began to understand what following that second order would require. Hold your position. Now, you know, sometimes when you're in battle like this, people get that fear jump in. Like I told you, the man running into the closet and running out. Well, a soldier, if he's not trained properly, he'll take off running. And now he's shot. All he had to do is hold his position. Now, in taking off running, he's giving up the coordinates of where the rest of the troops are.
That's why, I mean, you need that man to hold on with that. He got to keep it together right here. You're doing everything you can. Keep it together right here. Don't lose it right now. See, because if you do that, you're going to give up. You're going to give up the coordinates of where everybody is. See, even his own man might have to take him down once he do something like that. Don't. Oh, my goodness. Amen. Hold your position at all costs. Listen. So, okay, let me see. I think I can, all right. Yeah. Okay, so now let me just tell you what happened. They were running out of artillery, running out of food. And what they decided to do is say, you know what? We're going to take a pigeon, and we're going to tie a little note to his leg, and we're going to send that pigeon up. He was a pigeon dove. And typically the way they train these is that pigeons would always, they always knew how to get back home. And no matter what they went through, you know, they knew how to get back to headquarters. See, and when they was all lost and down there, I mean, hunkered down, digging the ditch a little deeper, I mean, trying to do everything they could to protect themselves. All they had was that one little pigeon left. And they said, we got to get a message to tell them where our coordinates are so help can come and save us.
Right.
And they sent the pigeon up and the pigeon, oh my, why here they stuck in this position, couldn't move. The enemy would have knew exactly where they were. They were surrounding them all around. They knew. And so we got to get this pigeon up. So they got the pigeon up, and boy, he took off, but he stopped and just sat on a limb. Here they are in a very tight spot, and this pigeon just sitting on a limb, not going nowhere with the message. See? What you doing with the message? See? What are you doing? I mean, it's tied to you. What are you doing with it? You stuck on a limb somewhere? You got to get it back home. There's people dying out here. See, amen, we done 600 men out here, but a lot of them done died. You know, and the rest of them, if they don't get shot to death, they're going to starve to death. We got to get the message home. So they couldn't shoot at the pigeon, but they got a few rocks. They just started throwing. And before you know it, the pigeon lifted up, but this time it was a little bit too late. Because now the Germans recognized what was going on. And they knew what them pigeons was used for. They knew if that pigeon got up out of there and made it back home, then my God, they would be surrounded with American troops. And that pigeon took off the limb. They just praying. It was on the wings of prayer. That pigeon was up there. Church, and that pigeon took off to fly. And when the Germans saw it, they just all guns pointed at it, just aimed at it. If we can knock them down, that's going to be it. We're going to find these fellas. Pigeon got on up in church. They say he had a. Let me describe him. I don't want to leave it. Let me tell you the name of the pigeon. Wittesley attached his message to the last pigeon. Cherami, Cherami, or Cherami, which means dear friend. Dear friend,
oh,
your brother Brandon would come out and say, good evening, friends.
Yeah, yeah.
Listen, the pigeon started on his way, but for some reason decided to stop on a tree limb. A few well-aimed pebbles got Cherami going again, but not before the Germans had noted what was going on began shelling the bird. The situation seemed hopeless. Look, amazingly, Cherami made it home. And look at how he made it home. Missing an eye. And the leg, and having a shattered breastbone. The little bird still delivered the message. And by the end of that day, the Americans rectified their error and began bombarding the Germans, but were unable to actually reach the men. Now, I forgot to tell you, before Cherami went up, what happened was that they did get a message to, by running the post and everything, they got a message to the American army, say, this is where we at. Well, when the American army came, they dropped the bomb on the fellas, killing more of their own men. Didn't even realize. They thought they had the Germans, but they start killing their own men. They start returning the fire, and they realize, oh, we're fighting against each other.
See, they start fighting against each other. And when they start fighting against each other, then it's like, man, we got to stop this some kind of way. So send that pigeon up. See, that's why I say, hold on, help is on the way. See, when they thought they actually had help, they start fighting against each other. See, but then they say, no, y'all stop. Please stop. You shooting and killing us. So the only way we can get that message, we got to send this pigeon up. Send the pigeon up. Dear friend, Chirami went on up and, amen, got the message home. And he went in. My God, he was missing an eye, missing a leg, and had a shattered breastbone. They say that this pigeon today, they took him and stuffed him. And he's sitting in the Smithsonian Museum today as a hero for one of the wars. Even though I'm missing eye, and I don't know how you came to church today. You might be blind in one eye. You can't see. Spiritually blind. Spiritually blind. But you made it home. But that wasn't the end of the story. Let me just read the rest of it. By day five, I know y'all talk about Paul Harvey now, the rest of the story. Amen. But listen, by day five, the troops were in terrible shape. All the rations had been gone. And the other thing about it, when the American army, when they miscalculated and thought they was firing on the Germans, was firing on their own people, they was taking food and dropping it amongst the camp. They taking food, and here we starving to death, and you giving food to them. See? But listen, they say, by day five, the troops were in terrible shape. All the rations had been gone for 2 days. Medics had no medicines or bandages. Men were too weak to dig graves for the fallen. The look and smell of death was everywhere. The situation was made even more pitiful when the men realized that the food packets the Americans were dropping were landing in the arms of the Germans as the lost battalion starved. The Germans feasted on American meat, butter, biscuits, and chocolate. Out of carrier pigeons. Ain't got no more pigeons. The last one, dear friend, he done made it home. Out of carrier pigeons, but desperate to get one more message. Desperate to get out one more message. I don't know if that's the way you feel. Let me just hear one more sermon. Amen at church. Let me just get down here one more message. Maybe. Just maybe, if I hear one more message, my circumstance might change. I'm desperate to get out one more message. I ain't got no more pigeon doves, but I got to get out one more message. And the message that you hear on that, when you're at your last state, you can't go no further. You're in between that rock and hard place. The last message you hear is hold on. Help is on the way. Jesus. Listen, out of carrier pigeons, but desperate to get out one more message. Major Whittlesey asked for volunteers to get a message to headquarters. Three men agreed to go. Within a short time, two of the three returned. Three men, they said, we got to get one more message to headquarters. I'll go. And this is what happened. Yeah, I'll go. The next thing you know, they go and they come right on. What happened? See, listen what happened here. Three men agreed to go. Within a short time, two of the three returned. They lost contact with a third man. Now, what is this? Now, here you started out with three. Now you find yourself all alone. What you going to do when you're standing by yourself? I tell you what to do, like Donnie McClurkin can say, after you've done all you can, just stand. Yes, just stand. Amen. Says, within a short time, two of the three returned. They lost contact with the third man. His name was Abe Kratoshinsky. They assumed he was dead because the forest was crawling with Germans and they heard gunfire near where they last seen Kratoshinsky. Shinisky. I just like this. Y'all got to forgive me. Because, see, you know, just because, I mean, here you walking, right, with the three, and then two of them turn and walk, and you standing by yourself. Well, they heard gunfire. They thought you went down. See? They thought you were going down.
but you were still walking. And you was walking by yourself, but you were still walking. They thought you went down. I'm going to just tell you the rest of the story. They turned around and went back and, you know, gave news, said, man, we thought that fella, we don't know, we lost contact with him. It was gunshots. See, they're running back into the closet. It's safer back over here than to come out there. I thought I was brave enough to go, but only Abe was ready to go. Abe was able. See, Abe took off and he was walking by himself. And they went back and told the story. They say, look, we don't know what happened to him. We heard the gunfire and he probably dead. We just assume he dead. So they just begin to hunker down, just everybody just expecting the worst. After they heard that news, they said, boy, he gone, and now we ain't got nowhere to get that last message. And while they was feeling in that sunken estate, that low down estate, here come Abe with some help from the United States Army. Said, boys, we're gonna get out this situation. We got the army here with us. Don't worry about it. Everything is all right. The one that they thought was gone was the one that saved them. See, it looked hopeless. It looked helpless. But just hold on, church. Help is on the way. Help is on the way. See, since I'm already over time, y'all mind me just reading one more scripture? Because, you know, we was in a hopeless situation. I'm going to tell you something. Brother Branham said this. Turn Isaiah 53 with me. We were in a hopeless situation. And he said, I hate to see things that are bound up. I hate seeing stuff that's bound. Say so he had it was an eagle inside a zoo in Cincinnati. And that eagle just, he was doing everything he could to get set free. He would take off and he'd start flapping his wings. And he'd take off towards the top of the cage and he hit the top, and my God, hit his head on the top of that cage, and the blood would just start to pouring, and he would make his way back down to the ground, but there was still something in him. Even though he went through such pain, there was still something in him that I got to get out of this situation, I got to get out of this circumstance, I got to get free of this. And I don't know, maybe that's where you are. I mean, you've been trying and trying and trying again. Amen. But like Elijah told his servant, go up now. Go up today. Amen. Go up today. Try it again. See if God can deliver you. Watch him deliver you today. Amen. See, that eagle just kept trying. And, you know, he never made out. He said, but that's the way God's people are. Some get bound in situations. I just get tired of seeing them bound with smoking and bound with drinking and bound with running from man one woman to the next woman or from one man to the next man. I'm tired of seeing God's people living like that. But there has to come a day when they can go free. And I say today is that day. The Egyptians you've seen, amen, in your life for a long time, you'll see them no more after today. Amen. You got to claim that for yourself. Amen. We had a dove make it to heaven. He was wounded. He was bruised. He was bloody. Amen. But he made it to heaven on our behalf. And the message got home. And you know what? Now they know exactly where to come get us. Amen. So it brings salvation to us. Wherever you are, he knows how to reach you. Amen. The message has made it home. Amen. The message of the cross. Listen, Isaiah chapter 53. Who hath believed our report? And to whom is the arm of the Lord revealed? For he shall grow up before him as a tender plant and as a root out of a dry ground. He hath no form nor comeliness, and when we shall see him, there is no beauty that we should desire him. He is despised and rejected of men, a man of sorrows and acquainted with grief, and we hid, as it were, our faces from him. He was despised, and we esteemed him not. Surely he hath borne our griefs and carried our sorrows, yet we did esteem him stricken, smitten of God, and afflicted. But he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him, and with his stripes we are healed. All we like sheep have gone astray. We have turned everyone to his own way, and the Lord hath laid on him the iniquity of us all. You don't have to carry that burden of sin anymore. Give it to Jesus. He's already died for it.
Amen. The Lord hath laid on him the iniquity of us all. He was oppressed and he was afflicted, yet he opened not his mouth. See, that's why I say sometimes just don't say nothing. Amen. Oppressed and afflicted, they just keep prodding you, keep poking at you. Still, don't say nothing. Hold your peace. He's brought as a lamb to the slaughter, and as a sheep before her shearers is dumb, so he openeth not his mouth. He was taken from prison and from judgment, and who shall declare his generation? For he was cut off of the land of the living, for the transgressions of my people was he stricken. And he made his grave with the wicked and with the rich in his death, because he had no violence, neither was any deceit in his mouth. Yet it pleased the Lord to bruise him. He hath put him to grief. When thou shalt make his soul an offering for sin, he shall see his seed. He shall prolong his days, and the pleasure of the Lord shall prosper in his hand. He shall see of the travail of his soul, and shall be satisfied. By his knowledge shall my righteous servant justify many, for he shall bear their iniquities. Therefore will I divide him a portion with the great, and he shall divide the spoil with the strong, because he hath poured out his soul unto death, and he was numbered with the transgressors. And he bare the sin of many, and made intercession for the transgressors. Amen. I thank God that the dove, amen, made it home. He brought the message home. The dove, none other than our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. It's all about Jesus. Amen. Thank God he made it home, church. We were without hope. Amen. It was a hopeless situation. We seemed like the devil had us boxed in, but my God, help was on the way. Jesus Christ is our help. All my help, right? That's what it says. I look into the hills from which cometh my help. All my help comes from the Lord. God richly bless you. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Amen. Musicians, as you would come, let's bow in a word of prayer. Father God, we thank you, amen, for your word today. God, we are encouraged to hold on, for help is on the way. And there is, Lord, there is nothing, amen, that the enemy can do, Lord, that you would not allow him to do. We trust, Lord, that even though we find ourselves in the midst of a situation that may seem hopeless, we realize it's a situation where you can be glorified and you can be magnified. We expect today that somebody would be delivered and has already received their deliverance. Lord, even in the as the word goes forth, we know things, the seed is sown in the heart of the people, Lord, and something begins to break even right then. Father, may the manifestation be seen and be on display as they go throughout the week, Lord, realizing that, Father, the Egyptians that followed them here today, oppression, depression, regression, recession, Lord, whatever it is, Father, whatever demon followed them today, Lord, they've made it to the house of God. They made it just like that little pigeon, Father, barely came in, wounded, oh God, and bruised, but Lord, they made it to the house of God. They made it where they could hear the message from God. And Lord, as they've heard the message, amen, they go back out with strength, knowing, Father, that is, we have more on our side than they have on theirs. Amen. Help is on the way. Our help comes. It's in the name of the Lord. And we thank you, Lord. The name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous run in and they are safe, God. We thank you that we can come to you. No matter what it is that we go through, we can come to you. Amen. We praise you for it. Pray that you bless every ear that's heard. Amen. May every life be impacted. And Lord, may we recognize, Lord, the reason why you have to hit us so hard, Lord, the quality of that, Lord, it prepares us, amen, for the end of the journey. Bless us now, Lord, as we prepare to leave this place. Give us traveling mercies as we would go our respective ways, and we just ask that you would keep us until we're able to meet again. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. And amen. Let's just give him another hand clap of praise. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I forgot to mention Amen. It's good to have Mother back in service with us today. She wasn't feeling well last week. Amen. But so good to have her back. Amen. Today. Amen. Praise the Lord. Tell you what, let's get the projector back on, and let's do Days of Elijah. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. Y'all come on and help me sing this. Amen. These are the days of Elijah. Amen. And don't forget, tonight we'll be back for our communion. Amen. At 5:30. Amen. Immediately following the service, I do have to prepare communion for Sister Carter here. So I'm just going to ask that everyone, amen, if you could just be, you can be dismissed. And just if you keep the kids under control, they need to use the bathroom. Maybe now is a good time for them to go. But we want everybody so that we can just be respectful of the communion that we have to serve our sister. Amen. But tonight, for everyone, amen, 5:30, we'll be back for communion service. And amen. We'll go from there. Amen. Come on, put those hands together. Hallelujah. These are the days. These are the days of Elijah. Come on. Declaring the word of the Lord. Yes. And we've heard the voice of the seventh angel, righteousness being restored. Glory to God. And these are the days of great trials, of famine and darkness and sword. Still we are the voice in the desert crying, prepare ye the way of the Lord. Behold, he comes riding on the clouds, shining like the sun at the trumpet call. Say, lift your voice. It's the year of Jubilee. And out of Zion's hill, salvation. The second verse. These are the days of Ezekiel. Oh, the dry bones becoming as flesh. Hallelujah. And these are the days of your servant David, rebuilding a temple of praise. Come on, put those hands together. These are the days of the harvest. Hey, the fields are as white in the world. And we are the laborers in your vineyard, declaring the word of the Lord. Say, behold, he come riding on the cloud. He's shining like the sun. Hey, and a trumpet call. Say, lift your voice. It's the year of Jubilee. Say, out of Zion's hill, salvation. Behold, he comes. Behold, he comes. Yay. Shining. Oh, at the trumpet, lift your voice. It's the year. Yes, it is. Yes, it is. Hey, come on. Behold, he comes. Behold, he comes. Yeah. Yes, he is. Oh, at the trumpet call, lift your voice. It's the year. Oh, and out of Zion's hill, salvation. Come on. Behold, he comes. Behold, he comes. Yeah. Yeah. Oh, at the trumpet call, lift your voice. Oh, it's the year of Jubilee. Yeah. Oh, one more time. Behold, he comes riding on the clouds. See, shining like the sun at the trumpet call. Lift your voice. It's the year. Yes, it is. Oh, there's no God. God like Jehovah. There's no 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 God like Jehovah. Behold, he comes, yay. Oh, shining lights at the trumpet call. Hey, it's the year of Jubilee, yeah. Oh, come on, put those hands together. Let the musicians play it. It's a year of Jubilee. Hey, now our desire is healed. One more time, behold, he comes. Behold, yay. Oh, at the trumpet call, lift your voice. It's a year. Our desire is here. Desire is here. Salvation comes. Come on and give him praise. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, my. Amen. Amen. Keep playing softly there. These are the days of Elijah. Before you have your seats, before you dismiss, find somebody. Just tell them, hold on. It's on the way. Amen. Behold, he comes riding on the clouds. Yeah. Hey. Amen. Bless the name of Jesus. You can be seated. The ushers will dismiss you. Amen. At this time, and remember, we just want to give reverence to the sanctuary as we take. Amen. Our sister Carter, do communion with her. Everyone else is invited at 5:30 tonight. Amen. For the communion service. The ushers will dismiss you at this time. God richly bless you. Hold on. Help is on the way. He comes.